Hello, entrepreneurs, dreamers, business owners, and happy people with high hopes. Welcome to Cash Flows with your host, Cash Matthews.
All right, welcome to Cash Flows. We're glad you're here. I'm your host today, Cash Matthews, and we're excited about this show. One of my great friends, we'll introduce him in a minute. And you know, this show has a philosophy called Fire, Aim, Ready. And too often, adults, and I guess kids as well, but they get stuck. And they get paralysis analysis or something like that. And their life becomes one of ready, aim, aim, aim. And they never pull the trigger on these things called hopes, dreams, and aspirations to go live the good life. And once you do pull the trigger, though, it can even be more challenging. And you need to copy off your neighbor, which is a great thing to do in the third grade or so, I thought, till I got busted. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to do that. But in life, it is absolutely okay to find somebody who's living a way that you want to live, doing things that you want to do, and go to them and say, hey, man, how'd you do it? Can you give me a nugget of advice? And we call that cash flows. Fire, aim, ready. And that way we can help some more people. And you know who can help a lot of people is our unbelievable just executive producer of the show, the guy who helped co-create this, Mr. Kenneth Bockham. Kenneth, how's your day?
I'm doing fine, Cash. How are you?
I've got a little frog in my throat.
Oh, that you should probably get that out.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, I have really enjoyed doing this with you. We're on episode 99, which is almost unbelievable considering we started from zero.
That'd be right at zero.
You know, right at zero, which is where a lot of people start with their businesses. And these entrepreneurs all over town, they're starting with their businesses, they're trying to learn and grow, and there's even some seasoned folks joining us as well.
Sure.
You know, trying to learn. And I'm wondering, I figure we probably have something new that we could share or maybe reshare that we've done in a previous episode and help us understand better how to help our fellow entrepreneurs. Maybe it's called a
Biz Bites.
All right, play
what do you
it.
Think?
Let's see what Biz you got.
Biz Bites.
Put me in the. I'm liking this.
So, what say you, Mr. Cash Matthews, about manners?
Ooh, manners maketh the man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're going to talk a little bit about business manners here. And okay, let's just get right. Don't blow your nose at the table.
Oh,
can we just start with that?
Wow,
we could be right done right there. Look, if we need body fluids coming out at the table, we're probably not having the best one-on-one or client
That's
presentation.
True. That's true.
And I just want to put that out there. It's never acceptable. If you feel so bad, you got to blow your nose at the table. Don't have an appointment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all I really need to say. But how you treat your business and how you treat people is how you build something substantial. And so, you know, our first two things are snot, hair, and on time. And so we covered the I hope I haven't buggered that joke up too bad.
Can I borrow a tissue?
It's not as funny as you say it is. The other thing is if you've got big old sprouts of broccoli growing out of your ears or on your neck, you know, shave it down a little bit. Like get some fishing line or a weed eater or one of those little trimmer things. Nobody likes to look at a big hairy eared man. It's just things I've learned out there in the workforce.
Yep.
Number three, be on time. You know, nothing. I mean, when you're not on time, now we all get that wrong. That's one of the things that we all do. That's the biggest problem. If you're going to be late, call somebody. Mm-hmm. Hey, I am running late. You don't let them just sit there and, you know, get angry with you. Do everything you can to be on time every time. Your life will get better. It tells the person you're visiting with that I don't respect you. I don't respect your time. Be on time. And number four, follow up like a maniac. That's a polite thing to do. You know, the old days, we used to send business cards to the one-on-ones that we had. And that's just a lost art, but it's something I still do. In fact, if you'd like to learn a nice way, and I said business cards, but thank you cards, birthday cards, happy Groundhog Day. You know, there was a time, a gentler time and place for business, and we're not in it right now, but I'm in. And if you want to learn to be in and figure out a system where you can send hand-signed cards to all of your appointments for less than buying one at the mall, I'd love to share with you a system. Businesses went on systems. They start on dreams and hopes, but they went on systems and follow-up. You can find us at cashflows@tulsabong.com.
Awesome.
How did I do there? My readout was good.
That was excellent. In fact, it was so good. We're gonna get the signs.
Ooh, I got the dollar sign right there. Cash got the dollar.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Well, we have one of my great friends in the studio today. Somebody who we met at the Bond Group. But before we do that, let's welcome my good friend, Mr. Stacy Ray. Stacy, hello.
Hello. Thanks for allowing me to come join this great team and with official sound effects and everything.
We have sound effects.
I love this.
Which is why we don't get much done. Because we sit in here and play I Imagine. Can you imagine sounding like a 12-year-old girl interviewing Elon Musk? And then we have to sample it. And
that's right.
Then we have to copy it, and then we have to replay it and laugh about it.
So. Copy and paste would be my life in this gig.
That's yeah, sure. we're having fun. Stacy is the owner of a farmers insurance agency here in the Tulsa area, and you were also one of the first people I met in networking.
Yes.
Do you remember the day we met?
I do, and we met at that Panera, and a friend of ours said, "Hey, I met this guy. He's awesome." And I'm like, "Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
You got to go. You know, you got to meet this guy." First thing, you call, you set the appointment, you assume that we're going to meet, and we met, and it was perfectly on time, and I was giving you 20 minutes, Cash,
yeah,
when we walked in there.
And we're still going.
But it was like 2 hours later, hour and a half, that we finally broke ourselves up and decided we had to walk out of there.
I blame you for that.
Probably. Yeah.
But then you also were one of the first people to come to this Bong event.
Yes.
And I think you came to the meeting of 12.
I did. It was you had a couple of months, and there wasn't very many of us. And then all of a sudden, it starts blowing up and growing, and we started inviting more people. And this Bond Group has become something that is a beast, and it is wonderful.
Yeah.
And the team that we have made, and the people that we have met across this entire spectrum of business owners.
It's been phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
And here's the kind of guy Stacy Ray is. You came up to me at that event and you said, "This thing's going to be something. However, whatever you need, I'm here. I got you." And we barely knew each other at that point, but you have lived that out in your life. And so he is a man with purpose. And when he says something, it pretty much just happens. So thank you for that, Stacy Ray.
That's very kind words. I appreciate
well,
you saying that.
I don't exhibit kindness. I'm a math guy.
Well,
and mathematically, you're a very nice man.
Hey, I'm hoping I'm on the plus side of that scale.
I'm working on my kindness level, but that was awesome.
Thank you.
You know how that event parlayed through. You've been the entrepreneur of the month in the Bong Group now twice.
Twice, yes, sir.
You're the only person in Tulsa Bong history to ever have won that award twice.
I was shocked the first time that I got it, and let alone that you would throw it at me again. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. Those plaques are in my office.
Yeah.
I've had some other awards nationally with farmers, and my award for the awards for the Bond Group are right there.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of that team. That is awesome.
I'll tell you a funny story about the Bond Group. A week ago on Sunday, we were at 5,600 members, and then we hit 5,700, then 58, and last night 59, and I could look on right now, we're probably at 6,000.
That's
right now.
Unbelievable.
Like it has this momentum that going, but that is not from me. It is not from any one person. It's from the community.
I agree.
And Stacy Ray, you're a community builder, and then you run a networking event that's very special. Would you tell us about that real quick?
So our group, it's Spark Business Partners Foundation, and it's a small group. Everything has to do with raising money for a certain charity each year.
Right.
This last year, our little small group raised $17,000 for Soldier's Wish.
Yeah.
If you haven't looked up that organization, they are wonderful. The Demand Project has been a focus of our group
did you just choose a new person?
We did. Lisa Bain Ministries. If you don't know Lisa Bain Ministries, you are wrong. Go look her up
right.
And what she does. A wonderful organization. We're really excited. The Spark Group is really excited about supporting that team.
I saw some of her work last night in my living room. A friend of ours has had a thing.
Tragedy.
A tragedy, and the Lisa Bain Ministries sent her this care box, and we all sat in the living room and cried last night. It was awesome.
So I wanted to test this out, and when because you hear great things and you see stuff, but until it really affects your life or you see how that works. So a friend of ours, we found that was in a very bad accident as well.
Yeah.
I sent a note to the Lisa Baines Ministries about, hey, you know, this person is going to be in the hospital for an extended amount of time. What do I need to do? And she was like, give me your address. Within a couple of hours, I'll have this box at your office specialized for this person.
Right.
And I was floored. Just to be able to have that kind of an organization and to see people who are affected by it and how well it just gives a little bit of joy to that person that's going through a really bad situation. And yeah. I think if we can do that in any way, you know, God puts people in our path for a reason.
Absolutely.
And some of these things that we pass along just to be able to give a little ray of sunshine to some people's lives, I think that's all we can do, all we can try to do on a daily basis.
Well, you've been a master at it. The things that you have supported through your ministry, through your networking group has been phenomenal.
Well, I
know that your buddy Carl Coates.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked with him on a couple things that, you know, on a much smaller level, but man, they sure felt good, you know, helping out in the moment. So
2 weeks after, or it wasn't 2 weeks, is about a month and a half after we first met. All of a sudden, we got a guy that needs a veteran that needs bicycles for his kids for Christmas.
Right.
And all of a sudden, here's cash showing up with bicycles.
Well, that's the world conspired to make that happen, and I was glad to be the delivery boy.
That was pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, that was a good day. And you know what? Those are the best days.
Truly.
When we lay our head down at night and think, you know, what did I do today? I think those moments, and more people need to be involved, not because of the charitable part of it, but for them. And when we all go out and give in to those entities, it changes us.
You know, I'm selfish or doing these things because it makes me feel so good to be able to reach out and see somebody who is in a really bad day or a bad situation or a tough time in their life, and you change and affect them just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm selfish because it makes me feel good.
It definitely does affect them, and I'm not reducing that, but I know that when I get to participate.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, a bunch of us participated in the diaper drive last year. And like I was in tears the whole day because you know where they're going to. And we could do a whole session right here on being nice.
Yeah, we could.
You know?
We hope to learn to be nice at some point. Right?
Well, I think you pretty much clarified that for the world. Well, we want to talk about your business. You're in the insurance business.
We are.
And, you know, it's a competitive world. And it's an odd world, you know, that there have been a lot of changes in it in the last 5 years.
Crazy.
For people like you that are honest, outstanding people, but the rate structures have been all over the map. And, you know, we kind of have to fundamentally ask a question when we buy insurance these days. Do I want to buy the cheapest policy? Do I want to buy the best service? I've been around both sides of that. And, you can find stuff a little bit cheaper. But, man, it's the person behind it who's going to bring the value, because your insurance, look, let's be real, it's valuable only when you need it.
Exactly.
The rest of the time, it's a card in your glove box. But, man, when you need it, you know, that's where there's a very, very vast difference between the price and the cost. The price is a one-time kind of thing, but the cost is something that endures through the whole life of that endeavor. And, man, when you have a claim, you need a person.
Immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I have people all the time saying, I pay for this, but I pray that I never need you.
Sure.
Right. But when you do, insurance, let's go back 2020, you bought a new house and that house was $200,000 to purchase at that time. And it's, you know, 2,000 square feet. At that point, we were insuring that for about $100 a square foot, and that was kind of the high side.
Right.
Nowadays, your home trying to insure it to rebuild, not what its retailing costs, but insurance is all about rebuild. So that rebuild cost now is between $165 and $173 a square foot for the median house.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yeah, and that, I mean, it's changed, and I don't know what's driving that. I don't care. I just know that I have to make decisions
about, exactly right.
about how and where I buy insurance, and I think there's a lot of ways. You know, a good and I'm not going to pitch a company here. My brother's house burned down 5 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lives in, has a house in my neighborhood. It's a rental, and it's the person that is his person actually down in San Antonio.
Oh, right on.
And he has a check in his hand today to cover all of it. And we're going to go over it together, and we'll bring in maybe you and Regina, but we need some expertise. But when you use a company that's not some cut rate kind of thing, I can tell you from my experience today, in between this podcast and the mm-hmm. last one, I've been on there on the phone with my brother. He lives out of the country at the moment, mm-hmm. so this is me.
Oh gosh,
it got dumped in mine in your lap, as it turns out.
Thank you, brother.
All right, so let's talk about your career and the early days, and you know what? I mean, there had to be a moment like when you decided to become self-employed,
mm-hmm.
and I love like I've asked this question to almost every guest on our show. Like, what's that moment like when you're all in for this idea and you're putting it on the line and you know if you fail, you go hungry?
So my wife, when she watches this, she's going to have the same anxiety as we did, you know, the time frame that we were going through to make that decision.
Right.
So, and she and I own the business together. We work together every day, and we have for 9 years or so.
Right.
I was a successful dental device salesperson. I had right. all of the universities in North America and 10 in Europe that I sold dental equipment to. But I was traveling a ton. I mean, right. I was gone away from my wife and my kids an absolute nightmare of amount of time. And then a friend of mine kept saying, oh, you need to look into this insurance agency. You need right. to become an insurance agent. I think you'd be fantastic. And we finally... after some coaxing and, you know, God opening some doors and God closing some doors, said, hey, we're going to do this. And it was the scariest time frame cash that we've ever gone through. When that day, when you're normally getting that check every 2 weeks or whatever, yeah. and all the insurance is paid and you get car allowances and you get expenses and all that kind of stuff to, brother, if you don't make it, you don't eat it.
Yeah.
It was really tough. It is the best thing that we've ever done, though.
Sure.
It is absolutely the best thing. We've gone through some crazy time frames when, you know, rags to riches or riches to rags and, you know, back to trying to get back to, you know, a different security in life. It's just a phenomenal opportunity. When you're an entrepreneur and it's your baby and you see that thing grow and people want to be a part of your
right.
business, how powerful is that? I mean, that's... To me, that's success.
Yeah, and just, you know, everybody wants to steal second base, but keep both feet on first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
that moment when you make the decision.
I can't do this part-time, Cash?
No. I can't put in 14 hours a week and make my $250.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, six figures.
No, $250 a week, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, I wasn't there when all this was going on, but I'm proud of you. And anytime I meet an entrepreneur that didn't always have the traditional entrepreneurial route, man, I love them. They've done something magnificent. They've been brave. And it's that kind of bravery, in addition to our military, in addition to our public servants, in addition to our teachers. But entrepreneurs are on that list because what they do is an act of bravery.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I'm not saying entrepreneurs are out there like our military guys, but I'm just saying that these are all acts of bravery and acts of
you have to have some courage. You have to have some intestinal fortitude. And maybe you have to have some ignorance too, right? you have to be ignorant of what the true situation is when you're jumping into of how crazy it could be.
Well, if they told you how hard it was, you wouldn't join.
oh my goodness, they told me, you know, I can make six figures within right. my first month, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you count what's to the right of the decimal point, yes, you certainly
yes,
can.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't realize that that was a part of the equation.
The number pi is six figures. If
yeah,
it,
that's true.
If you look to the right of it.
True enough. That's too funny.
So who believed in you in those early days?
So this guy that convinced us, his name was Wilbur Lee Tucker. He and his wife, we'd been friends with them for a long, long time. And quietly throughout the years, he would say, Stacy, Heidi, you got to do this. Just come look at it. Come, you know, now's a great time to do this. Now's a great time to do this. And we were living in Wisconsin. And yes, it was actually colder today than it was in certain places. But other times it was like minus 15 for the high in Wisconsin.
Right, right.
We survived four winters there, the whole deal. You count life by the amount of winters that you survive. So I get a text from Tara saying, bring me my friend home. We'd been gone for a few years, and I'm thinking, you know, why not? And so Heidi and I started talking, and some other things started happening, and, you know, we believe it's like we got a great opportunity. It's the smallest business that you could actually get started. And I was like, you know, is it, a, you know, like a book of business? He's like, let's call it a seed.
Maybe a page.
But we were at a great time in our in that cycle of insurance where we could jump in and really start building something that was ours. And again, we prayed about it. We looked into other opportunities. And the thing that kept staying open was this thing with Farmers. And it is absolutely the best thing that we've ever done. It's the hardest thing that we've ever done. You say a thing about, you know, we'll work 80 hours to get away from a 40-hour job.
Yeah.
And I'd never equated that until putting that. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's yeah, good. That's kinda, I did that.
That's kind of me.
Yeah.
And so we have. And tragically, Wilbur Lee passed away about a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half ago. But his wife and our families were so entwined in making this happen. They mentored us. They drug us along through, you know, just basically be dumb enough to do what we tell you to do.
Yeah.
I think when I was. So we followed what they did. We have been successful because we didn't try to reinvent the wheel, I think, was right. One of the things.
What did Wilbur Lee say to you right before he passed?
Oh, gosh. Now you're going to make me cry.
Well, that's why we're here.
So
think about Bambi while you make this answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Old Yeller.
I'm more the thumper kid.
Okay.
He said, you're going to be agent of the year. And this guy was always agent of the year. I mean, he always won. Just – and the a few months after he passed, we were made Farmers Agents of the Year.
Wow.
And yeah, it was.
That's no small accomplishment.
It wasn't a small accomplishment, but it was just one of those things. We knew accepting that trophy, and it was just kind of surreal. My brother wasn't there. So that was kind of a thing, but it was also bittersweet of my brother believed in me, and we did it.
I think a lot of people believe in you. And I believe that we're going to take a quick studio break to hear from one of our sponsors.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by Kenneth Bauckham Photography. Hi, my name is Kenneth Bauckham, and I'm here to help you bring your awesome ideas to life. I specialize in helping businesses explode their online presence through professional photography, video, and virtual event production with a rapid turnaround. It's commercial photo and video services with a personal touch. Learn more at KennethBauckham.com.
Yeah, I think Kenneth Bauckham turned into a phenomenal podcast executive producer somewhere in the process as well.
No doubt.
Well,
this is professional.
Yeah, I mean, this guy can bring it.
I'm telling you, all the electronic stuff.
He's got game. He's got more game than Milton Bradley. Like, he's got
Don't make me think, Cash. Don't make me think.
They make games.
Yeah, I get it.
So... You've had a lot of highs and lows in your business. How do you define success then for Stacy Ray and his family?
You know, success, people will throw a lot of terms out. It's, you know, I made X amount of dollars, I've made this, or I've gotten to this. To me, success is when somebody reaches out to you that's maybe a competitor or maybe is starting in the business and says, can you help me grow my business? Can you teach me to do what you do? To me, that's successful. They've seen something that maybe I don't see in my daily grind. You know, when we're battling away and we're telling people that, you know, we can save you $5 or
right.
this is going to cost you a little more than what you expect it's going to be. But when somebody actually says, you're doing it right, will you teach me how to do it like you're doing it?
Right.
To me, that's a measure of success.
Okay. So yours is one where, at least for a while, you have to work hard. I mean, it's plain and simple.
Absolutely.
Back to the working 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week for someone else. I mean, and you went through that.
Absolutely.
And you have Heidi as your wife, and you have children, and you have puppies, and you have hobbies.
Yes.
How do you balance all that out without, you know, going crazy?
Well, don't ask my wife that question, because she'd say I've been over that train for a long time. working with my wife has been a phenomenal deal. It, when I was traveling and doing the corporate thing, it was just Stacy and how do I have a work life? Now it's Stacy and Heidi.
Right.
This is the Stacy Ray Agency by name, but it is Stacy and Heidi. And we will – it's so funny because we'll work together 8 hours a day. We jump out of the – and we drive separate cars because, you know, I'm going someplace. I'm going to the Bong Network or
right,
I'm going
right.
to this or whatever, and I'm meeting cash for this or whatever. And she's got her own. And on our way home in separate cars, we're calling and talking to each other.
Right.
Balance your family. I think that was the worst thing that I did as a young man was – I'm focusing on my career, thinking I'm doing this for my family, but I'm leaving my family out of a lot of that.
Right.
I say no to a lot of stuff. I mean, there are things when people want you to go do things and want you to. And when you have a lot of contacts like you and I do, we can get pulled in a lot of directions.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I've had to learn to say no. I'm going home to my family.
So you're okay saying no and just that's it, no.
I had to learn that, Cash.
Yeah,
I did.
Same.
But I am now, yes. I am now.
You don't want to be who's who in business, but who's he at home.
Exactly.
Because you can get the money back. You just can't get the time back. And, having known lots of people in my own career where they've passed away, none of them are thinking about the money. They're thinking about their family and those precious moments that you can't get back.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah, bring it, man. We're here for you.
My son has started working with us. And
I did not know.
Colton,
this is great.
You know Colton.
I do. He's a great
I've been
a
begging
great,
this kid
man.
To come work. Now my family, I've got a little bit more balance in there because my son's going to be working with us. We're really excited about
that's
that.
So cool.
Yeah.
Please tell him how excited I am.
I will. I mean, he's a great kid. You're going to love him. I can't wait to introduce everybody to my son on the business side of things. As a person, this kid is golden.
Yeah, he's
going to set the world on
fire,
gold. Too.
He's got what it takes.
Yeah. My daughter, she kind of followed in my footsteps of the dental career.
Okay.
She's much better than I ever was. I mean, this kid has taught around the world. Her name's Kirsten. She's phenomenal. But we just take time to spend time with the kids and play games on the weekends. We should have bought a travel trailer 15 years ago, but we bought one and we'll go out on the weekends and have weekend stuff with the family stuff.
That is fun.
But that's work-life balance.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, you're doing it. And you're a dog guy.
Oh, gosh. We love dogs.
Yeah.
Our golden doodle. Woo, Lily, Miss Lily.
Is that the new one that I saw a while
yes.
back?
Yes. Oh, my. When we brought her home, she was a whopping 13 pounds. And as of, she's just now 6 months. 51 pounds of love, Cash. 51 pounds of love and hair. She looks like a mop.
Yeah, well, that's dude. I love dogs.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
My little lab that I brought home, I tried to convince Katie that he was a teacup lab. That was the whole deal. I'm like, no, honey, this one's different. He's 10 pounds. That's as big as he'll ever get.
And he's beautiful. He's not teacup, Cash.
He's. Right, just under 80 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him in a couple months.
We have 10 pounds of hair every day floating through our house.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But I think that's one of the endearing things about you, Stacy, is you do it. You show that you have balance and you do love your family.
Oh, that's kind of
and neat. And you like watching you with puppies. I mean, just for me, that's like as good
Cash,
as it gets.
I'm an army paratrooper. I'm not soft. I'm not nice. I'm a mean guy. Come right. on, help me with that.
Nah. No, you're just a tub of butter sitting on a hot sidewalk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I may be down that path too.
Well, hey, you are where you are.
Truly.
What would you, if you could go back for a minute, what would you say to younger Stacy about what you've learned in life and about this endeavor called life?
I would think kind of back to that balance of pour yourself into your family, pour yourself into others.
Yeah, go all in.
That career is going to be phenomenal if your balance is there.
Yeah.
If your life is in place, pray more. Pray more publicly. Thank God. Yeah, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, what do you do to be successful? I ask God every morning to bless my business. I thank God every night for the blessings that He sent our way. And I would say take that time to focus on outside of business, and your business is going to grow and be.
Well, you know, you're a leader in our community, and you just started a men's prayer group.
Yes, sir.
That I mean, the minute I figured out that you were doing it, you'd let me in, I joined. I'm in.
That's kind of fun too. You know, you get together, and sometimes men need to have that time of us just coming together and chatting about stuff that we deal with, because
right.
it's. You know, you got to be the tough guy. You got to be the smart guy. You got to be the perfect guy. But around brothers that we can chat and talk to, we can put out of what I need you to pray for. I need you to pray for this, or I'm thankful for this. And we can share that. You go back to being the entrepreneur. We're on an island most of the time, right? As an entrepreneur, you're battling by yourself. You're surrounded by other people trying to take your business, and you're fighting along. But if you can have that team, that brotherhood, those people that are thinking and praying for you, that's the best way to go in life.
Yeah. And, you know, lately our group has been under, I don't want to say we've been under attack, but maybe we are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, couple of deaths in our group.
Yes.
And we have a man in a coma right now, and some health challenges out there. It's been, and it just seems like it all of a sudden has accelerated. And, yesterday we just did a little thing on the Facebook page, and we just said, hey, wherever you are around 5 o'clock, and we weren't being, hardcore, you got to be at 5 or your prayer doesn't count. You know, if you want an A+ rated prayer,
grab the back of the TV set, feel the power, all that. Yeah.
No, we're none of that. But it was just, we were able to put that out to the world. And, and I tried to count. There were about 100 people that all prayed around 5 o'clock yesterday. And
how powerful is that?
I felt it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you walk out of that, you're like, man, I get to do this also. And, a lot of people think networking is about business cards and blue suits and appointments, but
it's not.
It's about humanity.
It is about humanity.
And loving people right where they are. And business seems to come out of that somehow. And I don't know the secret, Kenneth. I don't know. Like, Kyle Sullivan says it. Meet people, be nice. Business will track you down and put money in your checkbook.
Absolutely. Zig Ziglar. Nobody cares what you know until they know how much you care, right?
Yeah. And I've been in Tulsa 3 years, started working a couple of years ago when we were working on the Bong together. And man, that we could all pray together now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And that brought some people out of the woodwork that I didn't know existed. They said, I've been watching.
Oh, really?
I've been watching this thing. I wanted to see if this is a place where I could survive. I wanted to see if this is a place where I'd fit in. And I want everybody to fit in. But, I also want them to know, hey, there's a group of us that believe this way. And you don't have to do what these men are doing or these women are doing. But I want you to know it's available.
So the other morning, because of the fire, you weren't able to be there. One of the people at the restaurant came up before everybody got there, and she said, I know you guys pray for people. Can I add to your prayer list? Be the light in the darkness, Cash.
Yeah, was that one of our servers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you the details.
Yeah, well, I need to put that on my prayer list.
Yeah, we do.
I've got a prayer list that I try to be studious with and pray every day. Until I get some kind of an answer, you know, how it's resolved. And it you know, not everything is resolved in the way we want it to.
It's not. Oh, come on. We're supposed to ask for it and get everything, right?
Yeah, just, hey, manifest this sandwich into my belly.
I do that enough on my own game.
God says, no, I gave you teeth, dude.
That's right.
You know, you got to do some chewing if you want to have some success. God doesn't need to steer a parked car.
Mm-mm.
And
that be still and know. I mean,
be still and know that I am God. Man,
that's a hard time for me to learn too as a young man. Just be still, relax, stay in your lane.
I'm the original fidget spinner.
Oh,
and be still and know. One of my favorites, one of the most impossible.
No doubt about it. Yeah. But it's something we can always keep striving for, right?
Well, let's go on and learn a little more about Stacy Ray before we wrap up. What's the hardest lesson that you've learned in all of this?
Well, I think I kind of go back to that. Relax, be still, stay in your lane, find a couple of things that you excel at. Don't try to be a master or of everything. Find stuff that you're good at.
Yeah.
You know, we are really good at commercial insurance with our agency. I'm really good with some of the property casualty coverages. My wife is phenomenal at that.
Right.
But my lane is that commercial insurance.
Right.
Restaurants, large businesses, contractors, those kind of things. I think that is where, if I can say no a little bit, stay in my lane, not try to be all things to all people, but focus and be good at what I'm enjoy and just have a couple things, I will excel much better than trying to do it all.
All right. You mentioned jumping out of perfectly good airplanes.
On purpose.
On purpose. And getting paid to do it.
Yes, sir. I did. We were the original, what, the X Games people?
Right.
Army Airborne.
So what's something that our listeners would be surprised to know about Stacy Ray?
The surprise thing. Well, I love music, and I grew up as the band nerd. I really was. I mean, I played all the brass instruments. I went to college for a short time on a music scholarship.
Wow.
I did get my degree from Oklahoma Christian in business administration. But yeah, I went to school on a music scholarship, and I was that band nerd. I was in the marching band. I carried the sousaphone. I was a small guy back then, you know, 120 pounds. And I had probably 40 pounds of sousaphone hanging over my shoulder during the marching band. Yes.
You know, I'm trying to lead a revolution in, you know, people play air guitar and air drums.
Sure.
Yeah. I think we need to bring back air tuba.
I've got that. Can I hold that spot? I'm really, really good at it. I puff the cheeks, the whole thing. I'm good at that, Cash. I'm bigger than my tuba now, so that's one thing.
Well, you had to grow into it.
I did have to grow into that.
We do say some dumb things on here. All right. We are here with Stacy Ray. You can find Stacy at agents.farmers.com/S-Ray. I'm going to read it again because you're slow to write these things down. Right now you're finding a pen, or you're going to remember this because that's what people do.
Of course.
But then they forget to remember. agents.farmers.com/S-Ray stands for Stacy Ray.
That's me.
Right. Okay. Very cool. We're going to get a golden nugget from Stacy, a biz bite. Stacy, the world is listening. Entrepreneurs are listening. What say you?
Network. Reach out to other people. I'm telling you, get out of your office. There are a lot of, especially in my business, there are a lot of agents that do nothing but buy leads and go out and try to build their business buying leads. And to me, building that relationship with your customer is the number one thing that makes them want to stick with you.
Yeah, people want to get to know you a little bit.
They do. When you serve them, when you have helped somebody because you've shown up to the accident.
Right.
And the police officers are like, in 15 years, we've never had an agent show up to the accident.
Right.
Or after the tornado comes through, just serve your customers and take time to do that.
You know, I think that's been just a definition of the culture of our bond group.
I think so too.
And, you know, we show up for each other.
We do.
When my dad passed away, Kyle's beating on my door at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I open it and he's like, I'm coming in.
Attaboy.
And he came in and sat with me 3 hours.
That's amazing.
And, you know, it was joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can create joy in a dark situation, that's a special person.
You just want to turn that thought process away for just a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Serve others.
All right. We're going to wrap this show up today, and we are thankful for Stacy Ray at Farmers Insurance. And you can also reach him on Facebook or in the Tulsa Bong on Facebook. And you also be able to find him after this on TulsaBong.com at cashflows@TulsaBong.com is our email. But you can also use the TulsaBong.com page to come and find all of these wonderful podcasts. And with that, I think this is a wrap. And thank you to everybody who showed up. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Mr. Kenneth for making sure we look as good as we possibly can. That is a challenge, my friend.
You're welcome.
So for today, let's be nice to each other. You know, let's make good choices for our family, for our friends, and for our community. And just for today, let's find some person out there that you know you need to forgive, but you haven't. Let's forgive somebody today that absolutely does not deserve it, because forgiveness is not about that person. It's about you, and it's about cutting those chains that have been tying you down this whole time. You know, we can't live in the past. We can only live in the future, and the way we can live in the future, because people have done stuff wrong. They might be at fault, but you have the responsibility to deal with it. We deal with that through forgiveness. Thank you all for being here. This show is Cash Flows, and always remember, this show is for you.
That's our show for today. Stay tuned for another riveting edition of Cash Flows.